The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up.
And it breaks my heart because I don't know what kind of world our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren are going to live in.
James and Betty express their concern for our world and what we can do about it.
You then, according to Paul in Corinthians, you begin to fellowship and share with demons. And once that happens, something happens to your thinking. And if you change God's truth into a lie, God says you're given over to depraved thinking in Romans. You know, I'm so grateful you joined us today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. And I've got to be honest with you, this is a very, very, very important program for you. Every time we come into your home, you know that we're going to give you an opportunity to become the miracle someone needs, to be the answer to prayer for someone, and hopefully to have your prayers answered. And by what you hear, by the inspiration you get, the people you meet, the people that you see Jesus in, the people that give you hope and life and a testimony that inspires you. But Betty, right now, our viewers are going to determine, now this is not an exaggeration, what you do today will determine whether some children live or die. That is not an exaggeration, but I need you to hear something else. I need you to hear this as straight on as I can put it. What you hear today and how you respond may very likely determine whether our future as a free nation continues. Betty, would you agree? Here, we've been married 60 years. We've been on television more than 55 years. We've been all over the world putting arms of love around people. We've led millions of people to Christ. Mm-hmm. I did in the Crusades and the places that I spoke for 25 to 30 years and even beyond, the Bible conferences that inspired awakenings all over North America and even many parts of the world. And then we began to feed the hungry, the starving. We gave water to the thirsty. And when I say we, it means the viewers. And we did it because we had an opportunity to experience life and express life. But you and I now, after 60 years of marriage and 60 years of ministry and a beautiful family, and now 25 on our way to 26 grandchildren, counting all of our great-grandchildren, we really don't know if our grandchildren are going to have the freedom that we've had. Do you see our freedom and our future as a free country being threatened?
Very much so. You know, I remember as our children were growing up, we did our best to teach them between right and wrong. There was a difference. There is a difference. But nowadays, James, wrong is okay as long as it's what you want to do. I mean, you know.
Wrong is actually justified in disobeying and disapproving of and fighting against everything that is actually right. Mm-hmm.
And it breaks my heart because I don't know what kind of world our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren are going to live in after we're gone to be with the Lord, James. It's kind of frightening in a way because things have changed. The foundation is gone. We're up and down. We're in sinking sand, so to speak, because there is no foundation laid. And it has to start, I believe, James, with the home and knowing that that home is strong, that mom and dad love their children. And you say, well, I grew up without a mom or a dad, but God can change that too. He can make you new. He can make you a good mom or a dad or a good person to stand on principles, which we've just thrown out in the window, James. It's just very, very sad to see where we've gotten to. And I look back and I think we weren't a perfect world when our children were growing up or when we were even growing up, but we did learn those values that stuck with us. There are no values now, James.
Well, all the true values are being mocked. We have literally done the things that cause us not to be able to think straight. As a matter of fact, you have to be horrified, bewildered, amazed, shocked, stunned by what you hear or don't hear in some media sources. And the things that many media sources, let's say 75 or 80% of the media, is literally promoting a thought process that is anti-God, anti-freedom, anti-principles, anti-everything that matters, and putting what doesn't matter, but only matters to a few, as the law of the land. And I'm telling you, it's breaking my heart, but you need to understand there's only one way we're going to turn it around, and you said it, it's the family. Mm-hmm. But it has to start with the family of the perfect Father. The Father is God. The family is the body of Christ, the church of the living God. That is the only hope freedom has. That's the only hope the future has. And you got to understand this. We don't have to give the future to the enemy. We don't have to give the future to the destroyer. And if you would just please, please hear what I'm sharing today. The major problem that has come on us today is the fact that we have not only rebelled against God, not only disobeyed God, not only failed God or failed truth, but we have now changed His truth into a lie. And once you do that, by the way, all the way through the entire Bible, if you just take the Word of God, the Word of God was written by people who failed. They failed. They missed the mark. Every single contributor in the Word in some way failed. I don't care whether it was the father of faith, Abraham. I don't care whether it was Joseph when he allowed his family to sell themselves into Pharaoh after he had given Pharaoh wisdom from God, and they made that mistake. And then the prophets failed. They hid in caves. They ran from women leaders. I mean, they were afraid of anybody, a wicked queen. They were not perfect. They failed. But not one of Simon Peter failed. He denied Jesus, one of his disciples. Listen to me. Everybody through history has failed. But here's what they didn't do. They missed the mark. They failed miserably, but they never changed God's Word into a lie. They always held the Word in place. If God said it, that settled it. They may have missed it. They may have broken it. They may have defied it. They may have rebelled against God, but they didn't change what He said into a lie. You've got to understand this. Once you miss the mark and you leave God and allow any blessing or any great thing or beautiful thing or attractive thing or addictive potential to come up and take a place in your heart as an idol, you then, according to Paul in Corinthians, you begin to fellowship and share with demons. And once that happens, something happens to your thinking. And if you change God's truth into a lie, God says you're given over to depraved thinking in Romans. I want you to listen to what Jeremiah said. Please, please listen to this. This is what I literally see my wife doing almost every morning. I will wake up, I will go in the family room, and she will be praying. Oftentimes, she would have been looking at something on the news, and it would have caused her to weep. It's heartbreaking what she hears. And I say, what's wrong? So I'm just so concerned. I've got such a burden. And she does. And she's praying. Listen to what Jeremiah said. Listen to what he said. My sorrow is beyond healing. This is in the 8th chapter of Jeremiah. My heart is faint within me. Behold, listen. The cry of the daughter of my people from a distant land. Is the Lord not in Zion? Is her king not within her? Why have they provoked me with their graven images, God asked, and their foreign idols? The harvest is past. Now this is Jeremiah praying. And the summer is ended, and we're not saved. For the brokenness of the daughter of my people, I'm broken. That's what Betty and I both, we find ourselves weeping over the condition of our country, weeping over the state of it. What has happened to our national leadership? What has happened to all our different agencies, from the CIA to the FBI to the military? What has happened to them? And I'm going to show you exactly what's happened. I'm going to show you why it happened. But listen to the concern of the Jeremiah the prophet. It's so much like Paul when he said, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit that I could wish myself from cursed from Christ. I'm weeping, I'm brokenhearted over the condition of the people. Well, look what Jeremiah says. I mourn, dismay has taken hold of me. Is there no balm, no healing salve in Gilead, no balm in Gilead, no application of medicine? Is there no physician there? Why then Has not the health of the daughter of my people been restored? And then look what Jeremiah says. Basically the same thing that the Apostle Paul says. Oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. I wish I had in the desert a wayfarer's lodging place. I could just go away from the people, go away and get away from all of them, because they're adulterers. They're an assembly of treacherous men. The truth does not prevail in the land. They proceed from evil to evil. They do not know me, God says. Let everyone be on guard against your neighbor. That's the way we're living right now. Your dwelling place is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit, they refuse to know me. This is a process that has taken place. Betty, God told his people when he took them into the promised land, he said, I'm going to take you into a land of blessing, of milk and honey. It is going to flow. And I want to bless you, and I want you to live a long time in this land. But you've got to live by every word that proceeds from my mouth, which is precisely what Jesus said. We live by the word of God, by the truth of God. And he went on in that 8th chapter of Deuteronomy to say, if you get in the land, and with all the blessings and the beauty and the magnificence and the benefits, and you let anything become an idol in your heart, then you will find yourself on your way back to captivity. Now, I want to show you, I want you to see this process. I want you to go over to Romans chapter 1. And I have talked to you about this before, but I've got to show you something. I don't want you to miss it. I mean, this is key. You've got to see this. God says, you all know that the judgment of God is coming. But he says, you need to know this. The wrath and judgment of God is already revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. This is in Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. Now, why is this problem with all you're watching with this tension and division and dissension? Why is it taking place? God says, from creation of the world, the invisible attributes of my eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen. And by the way, the divine nature of God was clearly revealed in Jesus, too. So right here in person, you could see it. So his nature has been clearly revealed in everything he created and understood through what has been made so that they are without excuse. It's visible to everybody. The magnificence of my creation, the reality of life, the threat and the assault on life, everything that attacks it, everything that has to happen to protect it and preserve it, you can see it. For even though they knew God, this is talking about humanity, about people, they did not honor him as God, nor did they give thanks, but they became futile in their thought processes and their speculations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Now, what happened? They exchanged, while they were professing themselves to be wise, they exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God into an image in the form of corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, three times, God says, God gave them over. In the Old Testament, he said he gave them over because they worshiped something that was not him. And therefore, they were given over to fellowship and sharing and control by demonic powers. This is all through the books of the law, all through Deuteronomy, very, very clearly. Read chapter 32. Examine it sometime. Just study chapter 32 and what their rock was not the rock, was not the one that you got water out of the rock. Every need, the rock provides it. But they turned to something else. And when they turned to those idols, they found themselves once again being defeated and being destroyed. Okay, this is in Romans 1. So here they are, changing the glory of God into man, to something that's created. So God gave them over in the lust of their hearts to impurity, that their bodies could be dishonored. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and they worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator. For this reason, God gave them over, boy, to degrading passions. Think about it. For their women exchanged the natural function of a woman for that which is not natural, the same way with men, with abandon the natural function for that which is not. Today, we're even abandoning what God created us as. Mm-hmm. We're saying, don't say I'm a male or a female, a boy or a girl. We're changing it into law. We're actually wait a minute, we're not just being given over to a thought process that causes us to do foolish things. We're actually beginning to change the truth into something it's not, and then we begin to enforce it. Look what happens here. Look what he says in Romans, because once you change, it's one thing to miss the word, it's one thing to rebel against the word, it's one thing to, let's say, deny God's word and disregard it, but it's another thing to change it into something that it's not. Like, you're not a girl. Don't call you a girl. Don't call me a boy. Don't call marriage what it's supposed to be. It can be something that there's no way it can be. You can have a union with people that's no way they can come together in one flesh, in one person. We're literally changing the truth of God into lies. But that's just part of it. And that's not the part that is totally destroying us and that's going to destroy us if we don't come back to God. And only the family of God who understand relationship with God, only the church of God can stand against the gates of deception and destruction and hell and push back and win the victory. Only the family of God. That's the only way we win. You're not going to win it by being a Republican, a Democrat, a liberal, a conservative. We're going to have to believe God and His Word and quit twisting it and changing it into something that it's not. Look what happens. Please see this. Once they did these unnatural things and they abandoned the natural use to what is not natural, so God gave them over. They no longer had knowledge of God. God gave them over to a depraved mind, to those things which are without proper being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordained word of God, they deny it. And they practice the things that are worthy of death. They not only do them, but they give hearty approval to it. Betty, that means they put the anti-God, changing God's word into something else, into law, and they begin to enforce it. No one in this Old Testament, none of the people who failed it, changed God's truth. The prodigal son took what God gave him and went into rebellious living, but he did not change the fact that he was in rebellion, that he was living outside the Father's house. He didn't twist it into something that it wasn't. He always knew the Father's house was there. All of these in the Old Testament who missed the mark and who failed, who wrote the truth of God, never changed His word into a lie. Once you twist God's word into something that it's not, you are given over to depraved thinking where you cannot make the right decisions. And the only way that's corrected, the only way, is repentance and a return to God. And the only people, please don't miss what I'm saying to you, please hear it, the only people that can lead this nation back to the truth is the family of God, who will make a total commitment to be the family of the perfect Father that love one another. And when we miss the mark, we admit it. We don't move the mark. We don't beat people up with it. We use it as a radiant light, a beacon of hope, and we lift it up, and we lift it up in our example of our lives. That is the only hope the future of freedom has, the only hope. If you have ever not disobeyed or disregarded God or even rebelled against His word, if you have ever started changing it into something that it's not, you are incapable of thinking straight until you repent and admit it. I have not only missed the mark, I have changed it into something it's not, and I'm coming back to God. And God's family needs to hold that up where they can see that Father in His family. Father, our children and our grandchildren love You and love one another. None of us are perfect. I don't know a single Christian that's perfect. but we know you have a perfect way, a perfect will, and a perfect word. And if we miss it or rebel, we must admit it and repent, but we must never, never, never change it into something that it's not. In Jesus' name. Christian, person born of God, born from above, born into the body of Christ, the only hope freedom's future has is the family of God, loving one another, loving Him with all our heart, loving our neighbor as we love ourselves, and holding on to truth, not redefining it and changing it into something that it's not. We must not tolerate that. It must be turned from, and our course must be corrected, or there's no future. You know, when you watch this program, you're watching two people, and I believe our family and I know our staff, we want God's best for you. We want God's best for others. For several weeks now, we have been asking you to join us in one of the mission outreaches that's so important to all of us. It's called Mission Feeding. We are feeding hundreds of thousands of children right now, every day, that will starve to death if we don't feed them. Would you join us feeding these precious children? Would you join us becoming the miracle so many long for? A gift of $30, $50, or $100, we can save 3, 5, or 10 children's lives. And I'm asking you, would you join us right now? Get your bank card, go online, or call that number and say, here's my gift, $30, $50, $100 to save 3, 5, or 10 children. Would you do that? I pray with all my heart you will.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you 365 days of courage. Filled with scriptures and words of encouragement, this daily devotional will give you the confidence that comes from knowing how God sees you. Take courage in Christ's love and be ready to conquer each day. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Blessing Framed Art. This beautiful wall art will grace your home or office and serve as a daily reminder of God's blessing and kindness over your family. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
James, Betty, as our trip here in Angola is coming to an end, and we have been with so many mothers and grandmothers this week who have lost their children and their grandchildren and whose crops have failed, and there's no food in their villages to feed, and they and their husbands and sons and daughters are all working diligently trying to find a way to make just enough to survive. But today I'm sitting here in a field, a very dry and barren field, with a grandmother. This grandmother has dreams and hopes for her grandchildren. She had 7 of them, but just 6 months ago, she lost one. She lost little Amelia. And there are no words to express, and I'll be honest with you, after being here 2 weeks and listening to more brokenhearted stories than I can imagine, I hardly have tears left in my body to cry. If we don't help these villages, these families, the hopes and the dreams of being able to see a time that's better for their grandchildren than it was for them is almost impossible. And so I'm asking you right now, for every one of you that are watching Life Today, whatever way you give, I'm asking you, do not delay one more minute. Please go now and make your very best gift.
Pray all of you will join us in helping these precious little ones that need food for life. Please join with us.
I want you to remember this is the last week, and we need a miracle of healing in our land. And it's going to take love for God, love for our neighbor, also a love for truth and a return to it, and never change God's word into something that it's not. God, forgive us. Please, if you can help us, give life to these precious children. Make the best gift you can, because you are giving them the greatest life. You're giving them the life of Christ in demonstration. Before we give it to them in word, you're showing it to them. Thank you so much for doing it.
Are you concerned about your family being ill-equipped to manage resources when you pass away? Do you want to leave a legacy gift that impacts the lives of others? As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, is here to help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Do not put off this important step to protect your loved ones and leave a lasting legacy. Contact Life Planning Services today. Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news from all of the outreaches of Life. Subscribe, follow, like, and get the Life Today social media experience.
And this is what we got to call people back to, that faith in Him, that optimism, that expectation of good things.
Tomorrow, Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.